Jesus, a New Covenant, a message to ACIM and non-dual students. Chapter 12. Consciousness loves a story. Consciousness is a story with multidimensional visuals, feelings, sounds, tastes and smells, sensory experience, the addiction to the story of falling asleep, the story of relative experience, the story of another, the story of trying to understand what awakening is, and the story of waking up from the dream, all desired experience, the story of seeing and exposing another belief or desire that denies truth. This part of the story is helpful in a powerful use of time. The story of understanding metaphysics of awakening. This is delay. The story of mystical experience, this is delay. The story that something is happening in the world, also delay. It all appears to be an irresistible itch to describe what is happening and thus experience it. Stories describe the moving to cover over the unmoving that has no story, the story of what never happened. The greatest impediment to seeing what is the belief in the story of what is not, as the denial of what is. It is an addiction to a story about something which is actually nothing. Yet stories are fairy tales, and as long as it is recognized that it is a fairy tale, a play with no meaning whatsoever, the fairy tale plays in the light that you are, knows nothing of it. This is perfect happiness. Any story believed is an investment in delay in recognition of what is here. It is all a story about an argument with yourself, because there is only one and thus no other to have an argument with. The decision is only that you wish to argue with yourself and experience anger over the story as though it is with God or someone else. The story of a brother not being awake is only a doubt thought about yourself. The story that the emotions you feel are caused by something that seems to be happening is desired experience in the dream. Nothing appearing in consciousness is true. Thoughts, feelings, and emotions are all part of the changing, while the unchanging nature of being is untouched. Your function is to recognize this, that you, as divine being, remain untouched by anything that seems to move or change. Love, your natural inheritance, is unchanging, unmoving and unmanifest, yet the moving expresses within you without changing your true identity. It is the identification with the moving, what you see and feel, that makes experience feel true to you because it is your desire for them to feel true. In every instance where you ask me, I will tell you what is most helpful for healing the mind. Remember, this need not be thoughts, feelings, and emotions because you made them and thus you can see that they are untrue. You have merely to notice when you are not at peace and ask with willingness to be shown. Do not underestimate your power as an infinite being to immediately focus on the light of truth to accept the correction and to ultimately see that no correction is necessary. Since your focus is on what never happened, the moving, ultimately you must see that this focus, a functioning within consciousness, is a mechanism for the maintenance of a sense of personal identity. By turning the focus towards your divine nature, the light within, the unmoving, a helpful step within consciousness and the recognition of divine nature, you will ultimately see that even focus does not exist. Love has no thoughts, feelings, or emotions. Your true nature, love is. It is not automatically given that emotions must be experienced. Emotions are part of the mechanism of the expression of the denial of divine nature and support the belief that the world exists. Thus, the attempt to prove there is something happening to a quote-unquote me. See that they are a clue to what you have denied yourself. They are an intertwined part of the storyline, as there is an addiction to experiencing them as well as suppressing them. Divine nature does not know emotions. Thus, so as they are created, so they can be dispelled. It is the belief that emotions are true and must be experienced or denied for salvation that is an idea arising in the subconscious mind. See that these are desired experience. When the desire falls away, emotions are no longer experienced. You believe them to be true and necessary. Thus they manifest for you. The world was created in rage, and this can be hidden in emotions, the world of pleasure and pain. Yet you have only to admit this is true and ask for correction. There is no requirement that you experience rage as a stage for awakening. You only have to be willing to release to the Holy Spirit the energetic investment in rage as experience, the desire for rage to deny divine nature. This is what is meant by let us join quickly in an instant of light. Focus on the light within. Join immediately with me or your brother as my representative of the light that you are to quickly see what is true. What is most helpful is following guidance in this regard. Ask me what is most helpful and listen carefully for the answer. You will see quickly that rage and light do not coexist. I have no requirement for rage to be experienced, but the idea you have of yourself might, and you will see how deep the desire is to project outside of yourself to blame your brother as God's representative in your mind. I have no judgment on the rage or any expressed emotion, as I know it does not exist. So asking me directly how to handle every arising experience is the fastest and most helpful way to know your true nature, if that is where your heart is. Trust that because you have called me to you, that whatever is arising is in your best interest, as you are in the highest function possible for this world, the recognition of your perfection as God made you. It is simply impossible for me to be apart from you. God has called you home to celebrate the voice within that knows who you are, His, answers the call. Perception unifies as energetic investment is in desire is willingly seen through, and without desire, emotions do not arise. You think of happiness as an emotion that you experience. Happiness in the sense of union with the Father is what is. It is a state of being. It is not something that is given in exchange for the idea that something is happening or something will happen again in the future. It is being, which is synonymous with who you are. God has no future plans for you to be happy as you are created as happiness. Why wait for happiness when it is already what you are? Emotions, like all other forms in this world that arise out of thought, need merely to be seen as untrue. This is not to suppress them. This is to see through them. See how quickly emotions collapse when brought to the light within. See how emotions amplify with an investment in a storyline. Ask to be shown the desire and beliefs that underlie emotions with willingness to be shown that they do not exist. See there is no harm in experiencing them, that they are miscreated to experience a world of other, yet without changing what is already perfect and whole. Know that whether or not emotions arise, you and your brother are innocent. Trace emotions to the source within and see that in no case can they prove you are separate from all the love God has given you. It is your joy to see that every thought, feeling, and emotion can instantaneously be burned by the light of truth, the light that you are. It may seem like a step to let emotions arise. It is always about the purpose. What is it for? Is it to see what is true or to preserve a sense of separation? Emotions can serve the purpose to keep the story or, with willingness, release it to see what is true. This may seem necessary at first to experience emotions as a release of deep hidden guilt or to uncover beliefs. See that I have no judgment in emotions or stories arising or anything else of this world. It is your function to see no error. I will only point you to what is always true, the power you have granted by the Father, the power of infinite light within. Regardless of what appears in form, your salvation is already assured. You have merely to cease to deny it.